Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Drama Lama. I don't agree with those who plunge headlong into the middle of the flood, and who, accepting a turbulent life, struggle daily in great spirit with difficult circumstances. The wise person will endure that, but won't choose it, choosing instead to be at peace rather than at war. Seneca. Now, the Stoics teach us over and over again that while we cannot control the circumstances of our lives, and the life is going to throw things our way that are very difficult, we are in control of how we respond to it, and we can choose how we want to respond to things. And when doing so, we need to take in mind that if we choose rash and reactionary responses, then we're often going to create a lot of unnecessary drama in our lives. Now, while some people may thrive on this kind of drama, doing so expends a lot of energy on things that could have been dealt with in a much more calm manner. In other words, don't be a drama llama or a drama queen. When we handle things with a clear head and in a calm way, you save so much time. And this is time that you could spend on doing much more creative things. You could spend that time on focusing on a business. You could focus on some creative endeavor, like writing music or creating art. You could focus on spending time with those who are important to you, like your partner or your family. But if you're spending time cleaning up emotional drama and situations that got out of hand that could have been dealt with in a calm, easy way, then I would urge you to take a step back and look at these situations in your life and see how you might have handled them much more calmly and much more effectively. Now, some people think that this kind of life is boring. And yeah, it might not be as exciting as having an emotionally dramatic life, but it's much more rewarding. Now, have you ever dated a drama llama? Or do you have a good friend who's a drama llama? The kind of person that reads things into innocent situations, that stirs up trouble just for almost no reason? Well, if you do have people like this in your life, then one of the things you want to work on is setting very clear boundaries with them. That when they start acting in this kind of way and they start blowing things up, that you let them know that this behavior is not really something that you want to be a part of, and you can excuse yourself from the situation. And if you are the kind of person who does this, again, I urge you to take a step back and see how you might be able to handle things much more calmly. And don't be drama llama. That's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.